Coming up, we'll hear from Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, which is family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they are there every day in the store. Lordo's Diamonds, 9222 Clayton Road. And you can see their selection, lordosdiamonds.com. Tell them Danny Max sent you in, and you will get a great deal on your jewelry. We're going to talk about a number of things. The Cardinals lose today 2-1 to the Phillies. Jack Flaherty was dominant. We did see Miller come in. He was much better. Hicks was dominant at times. And Alex Reyes, a lot of talk about Alex Reyes. He finally made that spring debut in a live game. And there's also an injury, a costly one to the Cardinals. All that and more coming up. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Network on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Our chance to talk it over with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The Cardinals lose 2-1 to the Phillies today down in Florida. We have our daily updates with Derek. And again, if you'd like to have this drop into your favorite device, just go on to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Derek, a 2-1 loss to the Phillies, but this was all about the pitching of the St. Louis Cardinals, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Cardinals pitchers rolled out. I mean, just think of this mix, right? Jack Flaherty for 4 innings, Andrew Miller for 1 inning, Jordan Hicks for 1 inning, Alex Reyes for 1 inning. Mike Schilt should be so lucky to have that be an October combination for him, maybe even against these Phillies. But it was through the first 6 innings, so that's the first 3 of those pitchers, Dan, the Cardinals had 14 strikeouts. At one point in time, Flaherty struck out 7 consecutive Phillies. And then Hicks comes in and, you know, he crams 4 strikeouts into 1 inning because of a wild pitch. So what we saw from them, what the Phillies saw from them was a remarkable display of pitching, to be honest. He had Flaherty with both high octane fastball, 96, 95 consistently, but a slider that the Phillies didn't know what to do with. Miller was more dialed in than he had been in his first outing. He comes back with stronger feel for his slider, and that worked for him. And then you had Hicks, who was more aggressive, more assertive, more successful with his slider than he's ever been. He dropped a 3-2 full count slider on Rhys Hoskins that Hoskins just took for a called strike 3 that ended his inning. So he's just a real 1-2-3 lights out run there against the Phillies. And then Alex Reyes came in for his Grapefruit League debut.
How about Alex Reyes? I know fans are curious about him.
Yeah, a lot of walks for him. I'm pretty jumpy with his delivery. That's probably to be expected. You know, I mean, what, first time since May that he's pitched in competition. First time in 4 years since he pitched in a Grapefruit League game because of all the injuries and because of a suspension. So, you know, just a big moment for him because it actually happened. Like, this time they weren't taking it away from him. This time they weren't delaying it. This time an injury wasn't stopping it from him. So he got it through his system. Looked strong, Dan. Didn't have any problem. Didn't have any hesitancy throwing. Just didn't have the command.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to talk to him afterwards? And if so,
I did, yeah.
Yeah. How was he?
He was, I think it's clear, you know, through the years of talking to him, I mean, clearly he was disappointed, you know, excited to be out there, you know, loaded with adrenaline as he raced out there. But he was disappointed that, you know, the mechanics were awry. Found a way to make do with the pitches he had, like I said, threw hard, landed a few breaking balls that were really impressive. But I think, you know, he's set a really high mark for himself this spring, in part because he wants to offer the Cardinals no excuse for not having him in the majors.
Yeah, and that leads me to my next question. What do you think the next step for him will be in terms of his next appearance?
I thought it was really interesting. They only threw one inning today. That was by design. He was going to throw one inning. He wasn't going to be considered for a second inning. You know, that doesn't necessarily rule out starting to begin the season, but they are going to look at what's next for him in terms of what he'll need to do to make starting an option. Innings are starting to tighten up here. I would imagine he's going to get a Grapefruit League start, you know, if they're comfortable, if he recovers from this, and then see where that goes. You know, he was in the 20s today. Try to get to 40 that next time out, and then, you know, you get to 60, and he wouldn't be by at 100 then by the end of the month. But he could be somebody who goes five innings at first start, and they manage his innings that way.
Reminder that Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long. Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots, and you can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets. Every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Hot Shots, proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. All the games, all the time, since 1990. Hair Saloon for Men, I go there. My boys go there. $22, you get your hair cut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and also a shoe shine, all for $22, Hair Saloon for Men. This game also featured an injury and maybe some clarity in terms of a backup position at the catcher spot, Francisco Pena. He's injured in the game. How bad is the injury, and what was it?
In the seventh inning, he took a swing that was very awkward as he struck out and had one of those telltale winces and grabbed at his side. Right now, they're saying that it's you know, just kind of a cramp, a bite, but he's going to miss at least 10 days, 10 to 15 days of the initial diagnosis. But they're braced for the possibility that it's an oblique injury, which would lead to more than a month or more. You know, he saw an oblique injury and Michael Wacha's season rather quickly last year. So it can be a difficult injury. You know, you're talking about a catcher too, lots of movement, lots of demands on the torso. So, I mean, just a real difficult injury if it lingers like that. And what that means is, you know, Matt Wieters, come on down. He had the edge all along. He proves he's healthy. He's the backup. You know, the Cardinals only had a real small window here. Dan, just some like inside baseball stuff. You know, I made the point that the clock was ticking on, you know, Wieters making an impression and sort of determining this backup catcher spot. And somebody on Twitter was like, clock is ticking. He had the job the moment he signed. Well, that's kind of off. I mean, he certainly had the edge. And even if he did, the clock is still ticking. These guys have an out on March 22nd.
That's right.
Both he and Pena. All right. And so you start doing the math on that. March 22nd is, what, 2 weeks away? And they're going to have to know on that day if they are headed to the majors or if they want to try to find an opportunity elsewhere. The Cardinals' plan was for the next week for those two to alternate starts or, you know, thereabouts. There's an off day in there. So really, how many bats are you really talking about these guys? How many innings are you really talking about these guys getting? I mean, it starts to shrink rapidly. Oh, and by the way, with a week to go before that decision, Yadier Molina is going to start getting into games. So now you have three guys, and neither of them are the priority. Molina is. So those innings dry up quick. So definitely this window, this week, was when the backup catcher spot was going to be won, and now it's Wieters.
Yeah, I you know, all those things I think you said are spot on. And Cardinals, as we wrap it up, Derek, continue the trip tomorrow. What can we look forward to tomorrow?
We can look forward to the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, Pinstripers. I'm eager to see the crowd, how many of them are Cardinal fans. A big crowd here in Clearwater, big crowd in Lakeland. That's partially because the Cardinals have such a presence here from their days in St. Pete for spring training. It's not always often that they get over here, so people snap up the tickets. I ran into a friend that's going to all three games because when are the Cardinals ever over here on the West Coast, they said. So, I think John Gant is starting. I think, you know, there's – remember – you appreciate this, where we always talked about how they would take the path of least resistance. What's the most direct route for them to take with the roster? And that was always something we talk about with Jockety and La Russa, because, you know, often the easiest decision for them to make is the one they do make until forced to do something else. In a way, John Gant represents, and he's pitched well, and if he pitches well, he becomes the easiest decision for them to make. He's out of options. There's an opening in the rotation. He could have it. But he doesn't have to pitch well. He has to affirm the fact that they want to take the path of least resistance. These other guys have to climb over him to take that job.
Sure. Derek, as always, great stuff. We'll catch you up tomorrow and get an update. Cardinals and Yankees, thanks so much.
Looking forward to it, Dan. Thanks.